Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit, they can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.
Another Confirmed Multimedia production. Confirmed.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Big and Lazy.
So this is the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Big and Lazy.
I'm Big. I'm B. Fines. I'm back. I'm back with another special guest.
Another.
Let's get the business, man.
Let's get the business.
Cashmere Brown, man. Welcome,
man. Set. Man, I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you having me,
appreciate
big dog.
Stopping by, man.
Man, y'all is doing your thing, man. I had to come by here.
Yeah, hey. Man. Yeah, man.
This platform is beautiful, man. You boys is y'all cooking, man. So shout out to you brothers, man. I like the way y'all networking and doing y'all's thing, man, on a consistent basis.
I thank you, man. Consistency is the key, man.
Yeah.
We cooking with fish grease now, man. We get
cooking like bacon grease.
Yeah, man. We cooking. We real hyping hot. They say fish grease is the hottest grease. So how you been, man?
Man, I've been pretty cool, man. You know, just, man, busy. Busy in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Doing this and that. Got my hand in a couple different things. You know what I mean? So that keeps me busy. Of course, the regular, you know, parenting and working and whatnot. You know what I mean? But on the flip side of that, I've been making a lot of merch. You know what I mean? I've been doing a lot of episodes.
Yeah, he got
a lot of networking.
He got the printer right in his. It's all that's dope right there, man. That's
word. DTF print with of course, the embroidery stitching. So I've been pretty busy with that for the most part. You know what I mean? And then, like he said, let's get the business.
That's what's
you
up.
Know what I mean, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Apple Pod. And had him on my pod. It
appreciate that.
A wonderful episode. So appreciate you coming by, man. But yeah, I'm on episode like 42 now. You know what I mean? So I really want to just show love and acknowledgement to everybody that came on there. I've had some incredible people on there, like some really brilliant people.
You have.
Talented, skilled, you know what I mean? So.
And he can vouch for that too. Like I say it all the time, and I told you, like, man, you got some heavy hitters. You got, you know, businessmen. You got legends, legendary players. You know, you got rappers. You got fellow podcasters. You know, fellow content creators like myself. Yeah. So that's dope, man.
Absolutely. So yeah, I do like the colorful sense of the versatility that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, so it's been just a wonderful networking tool. You know, it's been great for people to come on, just express themselves, you know what I mean, promote themselves, you know, show their gifts, talents, attributes, and, you know, business, you know, sharpness, everything goes on there, you know what I mean? So, but I want to shout out to y'all early, though, bro.
Like, really?
122? Is that what you want?
We just dropped 120. We just dropped 120. Shane Bacon was 120. That's a lot of episodes. That's once a week. That's 2 years. 2 years is would be 104.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. And we just passed our 2 year mark, June 13th. So we just passed our 2 year mark. If you go look on YouTube, that was our first YouTube video. And no lie, huh?
That's hard, though.
It is.
Yeah.
I guess it's, I don't know, man. It's just something with heat, dog. It's like, because our first episode, we was in a sweat box. Like, homie,
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, we was
the AC was going out.
It wasn't going out. It worked, but it was just loud as hell, so we couldn't record.
Oh, word, audio, yeah. Background noise.
Then we trying to drink and we in our sweating bullets, man.
The AC was your theme music, bro.
Huh? Yeah, but it was just.
Yeah.
Then we shot another episode, another Q Bell,
right.
And you know it was the same thing. Mm-hmm. So my homegirl cheated. No lie. So she had an apartment. She said, "Well, I ain't got no furniture. It'd be a while before I get some furniture. So y'all can just, you know, pop up in my living room and, you know, do the thing." So we did it there.
Mm-hmm.
And no lie, the first week we moved in there, the goddamn air didn't work.
First rip?
Yeah, the first week it didn't work. It was just that week. It
worked. Nasty word.
Yeah, man. I'm like, damn, they really trying to, you know. And like, I ain't that hot in here either. You see me sweating on the goddamn camera, but it's all good, man. Don't nothing.
It's not hard to sweat in this area atmosphere. Like lately.
Yeah, man.
The humidity been cooking. It'll be on another level.
Yes. It went from like 80 degrees to like 100, like just.
Yeah.
It seemed like we went from like a early spring to the middle of summer just like that overnight.
Fast.
So, like, what was. Thank you again for the praise, but I want to give
a look. No, man. I always like the vibe and the energy, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Some people, I don't know, you can't please. At 120 people, you're going to have a bad episode or two, a bad album, you know. But
what you call a bad one?
I'm not going to say that, but yeah, bad episode. It just, the conversation, it's different types of bad ones. It's like the conversation ain't clicking. Like we ain't. It's been a couple of those. Like
I
try, you know. But ain't nothing. No slight against them. And it's been an episode or two where it's some backlash that we didn't deserve. So It is what it is. We love all the support. But I want to give a shout out to the Chet family and Heavy Plates 502. They had an amazing. I just came from an event. Like I was running a little late. I barely missed it. But yeah. I want to shout out to them. They gave me some love. I'm walking in and they giving out the awards. And he just walked in. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Like, it sounded like cool. Like they embraced you.
Yeah, they did. It was a sold out event. It wasn't a chair. Yeah. I don't know if y'all been to Gus's. So it hold about like 50 people. It wasn't a chair in there. So I'm walking in. I'm trying to sneak out. From the back, there he is. He's walking in. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm thinking this is it. So they called me over and they said this. They were just honored. They was honored that I had them on my podcast, and they gave me like a little plaque, like for thanking me. Like,
hey, it always feels good. It does, man.
Right, it does.
Like I used to act like I ain't care, but then you know when you really get in that admiration, like when you out in the public and people's like, yo, I see your show, like I really rock with it. Yo, that's it gives you a certain feeling, like okay, they rocking, and there's a lot of silent watchers too, bro. I found that out that, like,
yeah,
I'll go out in the place, they be like, yo, I'm all over your episode. Uh-huh. I'm listening to it now. I'm like, word. They're like, yeah, I'm just not a commenter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so how
it's levels.
It is.
Yeah.
It's levels. Might be
come in different ways.
And I seen that. Like, my buddy, I'm like, but he's not really big on active on social media. So, like, he's not posting at all. So, I don't understand him to post it. But he said, I listen to it all the time. Like, because he drives trucks. I'm like, damn. But he said, I listen to you all the time, bro.
Yeah,
like,
so some of your biggest supporters may not even be on social media. You know how it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so how do you feel about that, man? But the switch, not to switch, before we switch subjects, they gave me like a little award, like a little plaque, and that means the world to me. So go follow them, Heavy Plates 502.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they have another event. That was an amazing event. I met so many content creators, a couple estheticians, the detailing people.
That was great.
Wacky Nachos. I met he's a brother. I met him. I met the owner of Augustus, the co-owner of Augustus Fried Chicken. So that was an amazing event, and I love y'all for the award. And it was so authentic because they called me up there, and I was like, you know, give your story, yada yada yada. Then they snatched the phone microphone back to me, so I didn't even have time to record or nothing. Like
they turned it all on you.
Yeah, like
they made it about you.
Yeah, they said, "Here, man, I want to give you your flowers." Yeah. Shout out to them. So how do you feel about? I ain't gonna say local celebrities, but like local name. Like, how do you feel like when people like they you know see you out in public?
Early.
Yeah, you know see you out in public, and like how do you feel? How you deal with that? Like I love it, man. Like
that's all I was just saying. Like I just embrace it, man. I'm a believer in just enjoying the journey, especially if you're involved in something creative, if you're involved in something impactful, you know what I mean? You know you're making a difference out here, and you mean well and treat people good, you know what I mean? I always just embrace that, in whichever form it be.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, it comes in different forms, so I don't really expect much or anything, but when things do come around it, I do say thank you. I show my gratitude, and I show my genuine care for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love it.
Me too.
I'm here for it. Let's get the business.
The McDonald's on K-Run, I'm like a local celebrity in that. Like,
word.
Yeah, they give me all type of free shit. Like, you, man, look at your podcast. They give me all type
cool,
of,
bro.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. And like you said, when you treat people right, you know what I mean? Like, that energy really does, it rubs off. So
it does, real
your
talk.
Your energy must be rubbing off on them. Like, yeah, this is a cool guy to be around, you know what I mean? So Shout out to them, man. I ain't met them, but they sound cool to me. So
my coworker asked me the other day, man, literally going, "Why you always smiling? You always seem happy." I'm like, "Is that a goddamn thing?" Like,
get over it.
Nobody's happy, right? Nobody's happy to be at work.
Man. What are you supposed to be like, frowning?
I guess I don't know. I like that job. I deal blackjack at the casino. I love.
I had an event last week. It was up in Lexington at the Ice Center. Shout out to 21 KY Live. You know, my Eastern Kentucky. It was basically an event, like a 3-on-3 tournament, basketball.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a
charity. I seen that.
Yo, word. Yeah. It was a charity event.
Was you in it?
I was commentating play by play. I would have been birdie if anything.
Okay.
Don't lose this shit. I don't trust my knees no more. You know, I trust my jumper though.
Right.
For sure. The jumper's still there. You know how the OGs, they can still shoot and shit. I'm the same way. You know what I mean? I'll splash the J on you all day. Splash him and dash him. But no, I was commentating play by play.
That's amazing.
It was fun. And it was a charity event. You know, the money, all the fundraiser was going back to the tornado victims over in Somerset, in London, Kentucky, you know, like some months back when the tornadoes hit.
Yeah.
You know, it was devastation. You know, people really lost their homes and things of that nature. You know?
It was.
So it was fun being a representation of that. You know what I mean? Like you said at your event, you know, I got to meet some new people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DJ Mr. Yeah, I met him. Shout out to him, Rilo. Shout out to Sam, 21 KY Live. And it's the BBN fan show every Wednesday. They come in there and they talk about Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
And I know where I'm at. I'm in Carnation for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool, man. I thought it was a cool event and a cool purpose to step out and help out with that event.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. You're doing the announcing. Do you know OT Markham and because they shouted us out. Another one, man. They showed us mad love. They from Lexington area, and they just, you know, they can't big us up in 5-0-8-4-0 Darwin.
Word.
Yeah,
okay.
He's from Lexington, too, so.
That's hard.
Yeah, so.
Shout out to them, man. Yeah. I like to always meet and network with people, you know what I mean?
Me too, man.
We the media man.
We got to. Now I'm the media guy. Like, I mess with everybody, man. They're, you know, all walks of life. So what made you get started into the podcast space, man?
Man, there's so many layers to that, bro. Like, I was thinking about that question before I came over here.
But,
man, yo, it's just, where'd I begin, man? You know, I'm going to start early, like, really early when I was young. I feel like I was always good with, like, vocabulary, you know what I mean? Like, communication. I won a cursive writing contest, you know what I mean? I was, like, third grade, you know, not three, but, yeah, third grade. So I always felt like articulate, lyrical, you know what I mean? I was doing the rap stuff before I did the podcast, and so that part of it's easy, you know what I mean? Like articulating and facilitating what I got to say and how I want to angle it and everything, that's easy, and adapting to different personalities and things of that nature. So that part was easy. But there's so many layers to it, man. I wanted to show love. I wanted to spread love, show people that there's genuine love out there.
It is.
Man, because, you know, on the internet, it could be a little foggy.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit foggy. You don't know what likes really mean. Who wants to get into the emphasis of it? Not for real, but, you know, I just wanted to be that one. Like, yo, I'm showing you true love for real. Like, yo, like, let's get the business. But the title started off as a mixtape title that I dropped a long time ago. Shout out to DJ John Q. He hosted it. I wanted them to host it like old school, like DJ Clue style, like DJ Who Kid or somebody style. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. So I did a little quick little project. John Q's from where I'm from. So I had him host it. And I just doubled back on the title from that. But let's get the business. I really mean that, because I just, you know, people just be saying they're going to do stuff and come on, let's do this and let's do that. But like, nah, for real, let's get the business. Like I'm ready for the business. Like, so I just wanted to be a, you know, staple of, like, you know, getting to it, you know what I mean? And business is self-explanatory, you know what I mean? But there's so many layers to it, man. I wanted to show the intellect part of it, you know what I mean? That we're not just businessmen or artists or ball players or anything like that, you know what I mean? So show that we have intellect.
Right. Right here, the whole conversation.
Historians.
Mm-hmm.
Show different layers of us. So there's this, I could go on and on about the purpose of why I came up with it, but those are some of the ones.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you do your logo yourself? Did you?
I did.
Okay, is that the same logo for the mixtape? I just
The mixtape, I came out with a quick cover that I just on the fly, but this logo, I developed that one like probably like 2 years ago.
Okay, that's nice.
No doubt, man. So there's so many layers to it, though.
It is.
Man. That's to the purpose of why I began it, you know, because I really, you know, when you first start something, you don't know how it's going to end up.
Right. You're right about that.
You really don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but you have, three or four reasonings in your pocket.
Uh-huh. Right?
This is why I'm doing. This is what drives me. This is
right.
what keeps me going, too. I actually started, in a nutshell, started talking about Kentucky basketball, just recapping the games, you know what I mean? Because I know a lot about that, a lot about the culture of Kentucky basketball. So first I just started putting the phone up and just talking about that, you know what I mean? Just wrapping it up. So, and then it ended up being what it was, you know, I was popular enough to do it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to be popular and to know enough people.
You're right about that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I have different layers to my personality.
Me
so
too.
I could draw, I can make clothes, I could do music, I could talk to people, I got communication skills, play sports. I got a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, that I grew up with, had different jobs coming up. You know how it is. Like,
yeah.
Get one job, that one,
you
mess that one up, then you go to the other, you know. So you know a lot of people. So,
no lie, between COVID and now, that's 5 years. I didn't have shit about 15 jobs. It's been, and I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it's been,
hey, a job is a job. That's what it is.
Yeah, man. So, like,
but yeah, there's so many different layers to that, man. You know, I can go on and on. And then, you know, like the merch plays hand to hand or whatever you do, especially, you know, if you in the algorithm with anything, you can rock your own stuff kind of like you do and promote yourself. So that's a tool. That's a reason why, one of the reasons I started. So, but I definitely wanted to show that genuine love and that, and put people on display. Like,
me too.
Look at this person. This person is special. Like, don't pass this person up. Like, this person's so talented, you know. And I was just a little bit shocked. Why hasn't some other people done it? You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Why hasn't there been more segments and podcasts and
because
things of that nature to put shine on special people? You know what I mean? Once you start going, you're like, why isn't there more of me?
Shout out to the iCast. They said as they said, well, he has a little theory. He said every so often God gives 10 people the same idea, but only one or two person is gonna follow through it. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting way to put it, though.
Yeah, I can on Facebook now, I want to start a podcast. It's been people we didn't had on here. I want to start a podcast. But who's going to keep going? Who's going to, you know, keep... Damn, I don't feel like recording today, but I got to. Damn, money's kind of tight.
Let me tell you.
You know what I mean?
You know how much it is to this, man. It is. There's definitely work behind it for Sugar Dig.
So what are some of your favorite... What are some of your favorite moments of growing your platform? Like, what are some of the favorite... And also, the back end, what's, like, some of your, like, least favorite... moment.
I say my least favorite. I'll start with that. I don't want to know if it's the least favorite because, you know, I respect everything for what it is. I embrace the whole journey.
Yeah.
And take it for what it is. But my least favorite at the beginning, my editing mishaps. You know what I mean? Because I do everything myself.
Yeah.
So just... You know, just little pointers and things, you know, here and there. I'm like, I should have done this, that. After I've developed the piece of work. So just learning curves, you know what I mean? Just growing pains. And nobody likes that. You know, it's not a loss. It's a lesson.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're trying to grow, you feel like there's little room for error. A small margin for error. So you want to leave that. And you want to grow from every mistake you made, for sure. So
you're right.
So I would say just small stuff like that. You know, just learning. And I say this about it, but my greatest would probably be the relationships, the stories.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Being a part of someone's story, being able to develop a platform. I feel like it's a gift. It's like you're a messenger, right? It's like you have this platform, but you're drawing others in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're expressing themselves through your platform. So once I embraced what I was, I was like, yeah, that's dope, man. You know what I mean? And then hearing just different stories, I was in admiration of that.
That's dope, man. So who was some of your favorite conversations you had? What's some of your favorite?
I love them all, man.
Because you get, I think if I had to put like you.
Word.
Because you said Oz is more urban than hip hop, and I could take that. But I would say yours is more like a. It's just a wide variety, like more of a.
That's a versatility.
I'd say it's more sports themed than. Would you just say
I have had some cool sports personnel. For sure. You know what I mean? I've had Antoine Barber. Shout out to him. That's the fam. You know, Kentucky Wildcat basketball phenomenon. So,
is he from Kentucky?
He's from E-Town.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's from Hatchville / E-Town. Yeah. He went to E-Town High School, won a state championship, went crazy in the tournament.
Really?
Went for 30, 40, something like that against Russellville. Ended up playing JUCO at Wabash, being the, and ended up being Mr. I don't know if he was Mr. Kentucky basketball or not, but he probably should have been, you know, but went to Wabash, JUCO player of the year there. Then went and played the UK whenever Tubby Smith and them was there, you know, with Gerald Fitch and Cliff Hawkins and Keith Bogans, that squad, you know, the boys. So shout out to Twan. Plus he you know, he basically family. He like the fame from the crib. So I had John Ramsey on there. Shout out to John Ramsey. He works for the city up here in the Ville. He's real great friends with the late great Muhammad Ali.
Shout out Ali.
Float like a butterfly, believe me.
Let me pause you, bro. I'm gonna catch y'all.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at our episode that I had on his podcast, I can't believe he asked me this question. He said Floyd Mayweather asked the Louisville guy, Floyd Mayweather, Muhammad Ali. I'm like, dude,
I'm not gonna hold you though. Look. People be bugging. And you never know. Like, some people's like really like Floyd.
Like, they got to be under like 18.
You hear Nori? He like Muhammad, like Mayweather's, he's the best ever to him. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's from New York. He's not from.
I feel that.
I would find it hard pressed to.
Geographically,
for somebody to put Floyd over how great Floyd is, but I don't think he can hold a candle to like Ali. Ali's like.
Hey, you got challenge. You got to make challenging questions sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
Ali in the prime of his career, like stood up and sacrificed his career.
It's not even. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
He's like. Next level legend. So, when I had John on, matter of fact, we did the interview down at the Muhammad Ali Center.
No shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was hard. So like before we came in, I started getting B-roll footage of us coming in, walking through, him taking us through some of the segments of some of the areas and doing some of the storytelling. And then we ended up going to a room where we actually hosted. I had the episode right then and there.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out to John, man. He's become a cool friend.
How'd y'all link up? How'd y'all get to?
I'll tell you what. I was in a magazine. I was being recognized. The podcast was being recognized in Elizabethtown. The magazine's called Elizabethtown Lifestyle. It was in like 600 different locations. Something crazy. 80, something like that. Who knows? Don't quote me on the number of the locations, but it was in a lot of places around the county, Hart County, you know what I mean? And I was in the April edition 2024, so shout out to Gazelle. That was the connect behind that. But I noticed he was in the magazine, so I just took it upon myself to reach out to him. And we've been friends ever since.
You know, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy, man. He works for the city now, so. Yeah. Shout out to John, man.
Hey, big and lazy. Give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit. They can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Shout out to my Dukes, man.
Yeah, I had a family reunion there like 2000, 2001.
In
like,
a hop?
Yeah, Hoptown. Yeah.
Word.
That was my
You take some Farrell Burgers down there, bro.
What's a Farrell Burgers?
There's a spot called Farrell's.
Uh-huh.
It's been open for a grip. Like, this woman, like, she been alive for like, I think she stayed to be alive for like over 100 years.
Yeah.
But, I believe it's like family owned. It's just like a little spot downtown. It's called
Farrell's.
So. It's smacking, bro.
Do they got mutton?
Smacking. Really? Cooking, bro. Yeah.
Do they got mutton?
I'm not for sure. I was so focused on the burgers at the time.
Yeah.
And I know I miss them because I got my gallbladder took out, so I don't be eating burgers no more and stuff like that. So I be missing that burger taste. When I think about it, I think about Farrell's sometimes.
Because I got stuck down there, and my uncle, he said, oh, man, it was like a small, like a wooden building, and he drove me there. It was on the lake, so I'm going to get some of this for it. I think it was some money, but it was sold out. He said, nah, I ain't waiting, but I don't know if that's the same place, but them mom and pop spots be hitting, man.
Man, you already know. It would be the little hood spot, the little small spots. Man, that food be smack-a-lacking.
I'm going to tell y'all if y'all have it. This is unofficial. This is unendorsed. Gus's Fried Chicken.
He keep talking about this.
Man, that
yo, he keep rapping about this chicken, bro.
It's good. It's some good chicken. Oh, yeah. Man, it was nice. And they fried the order. The crunch. So you bite in the crunch. It's nice and crunchy. Got a nice kick to it. The chicken is juicy. No lie, I was on my way here. I said, I'm trying to eat while I'm driving. Shit. I looked at it and it got smelling like, yeah, I'm going to take.
He driving
I'm gonna
with
take
the,
about 10.
He driving with the knee.
Yeah.
You got the knee control on the wheel.
I said, I'm going to take about 10 to 15 minutes and enjoy this. And that was a
word. That's what's up, man. Hey, I embrace that, bro. When you get a hold of that good chicken, that's like gold.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with chicken. This is one guy on the IG, man. He got he going around and testing fried chicken. And
word.
I can do it. I can do it. I can
man,
see myself
if
doing
that was a job, bro.
Yeah, real talk.
That's crazy.
So who would you like to collaborate if you this is on your wish list? Who would you like to collaborate
with? Who, my wish list? I was thinking maybe Rajon Rondo, bro. Maybe if you can get him coming to the city, catch him flying through or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that'd be a cool one. Anybody that's from Louisville that's a legend, or it don't even have to be from Louisville, just a cool legendary person, bro, that's got good heart and that want
to
come on.
Now, shout out to Rondo. I think he'd be a good
interview. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Word.
Yeah. You know, he don't do too many interviews. He don't do.
Yeah, basketball legend, you know what I mean?
He is.
Derek Anderson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to DA, man.
That would be a cool one, you know what I mean? I know them are two athletes. But you know what I mean?
You ever been to the dirt boat here?
Maybe once when I was younger.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Lit.
It is. It is. Yeah. I was thinking about going.
Well, some hoopers, man.
It is some real hoopers out there. It's some real deal. The playoffs is down. It's been a couple upsets.
You think about getting you a squad?
I don't. Me and my buddy was talking. I can't hoop. I could be a coach, but me and my buddy was talking about. Some years, this is before COVID, I believe. Years ago, I've been getting Dirty Bowl Squad, but he think he's better than he's not. So I'm like, bro, you're not the star player. Bro. You're like, you know, I don't know. That'd be kind of hard, but I would love to have a big and lazy. It might, you know, in the near future or something, in the distant future, big and lazy, Dirty Bowl team.
And jerseys on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dope, man.
It'd be hard.
Maybe we could just sponsor a team. We ain't gotta,
get your squad. You play Birdie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're Birdie?
Yeah.
Shout out to Birdie, man.
But yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. I'm tremendously just happy, man. So I appreciate the invite once again, bro.
No problem.
No doubt, bro.
So you say so how's it juggling? You wear a man of many hats and you got the big, you the first one that got the big cap. that is crazy.
Yo, I had to bring the energy, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. That's the first. Big and lazy first. Yeah. The big ball cap. So how do you juggle, you know, content? You know, you said you do it all yourself.
Word.
And being a father.
Basically.
Working. How does that, get hectic sometimes?
Yeah, you already know, man. You got to take the good with the bad, the ins with the outs, you know what I mean? You got to first, I feel like you just got to love what you're doing or you probably wouldn't even put up with the mishaps and the hiccups, you know what I mean? So I really just be loving it, man. I be having fun. I go home. I be halfway a nerd, man. If I feel like painting, I paint, you know what I mean? If I have time to do creative stuff, I always do it. So I just, the scheduling part, though, yeah, I feel like that takes work to work into your own personal schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get it down, you become a lot more organized, you know what I mean? So, you know how it is.
Real talk.
You be doing something else, then be like, oh, okay, I got to do this. Now I got to put this order together. Then here come the episode. You dig what I'm saying? So, I think it helps with who you working with. If they're professional and they keep themselves on good schedule, then the time is cool.
So is this your first podcast?
Actually, word. Really? Actually, I just realized that. Yeah. Because I did like an interview years ago, you know what I mean? Like as an artist, like when I was doing more rapping and stuff like that.
Right.
That wasn't really the same thing. So, yeah.
Have you had any other?
Yeah.
Have you had any other people in the rap game, like any producers you work with or rappers on your podcast that you interviewed or what? Would you be open to that?
In a rap game?
Yeah, that you met through like any local, you know, any of your connects that you made in a rap game, would you have them on your pod? Like, have you?
Yeah, no doubt. I've had all. You talking about have I had rappers on?
Yeah.
I've had people on for sure. I just had Baron Lee on. That was my last episode.
Man, shout out to Baron Lee.
I've had Dame DiBiase on.
Yeah, shout out to Dame DiBiase.
I got a surprise guest coming up next week. It's gonna be aired later. You know how it is. You know they pre videos. But I've had Dame on. I've had
surprise.
I've had YGBJ on. What's the other art? That's three. I've definitely had some artists on for Sugar Dig.
Surprise. Can you get a hint?
Let's see. I've had Keep Pushing KP. Shout out to her.
I ain't hip to her.
She's from like Mississippi.
Okay.
Shout out to Maddie B. I've had Maddie B on. Shout out to Chevy, Musicians Taylor.
But hold on. You just can't skip it over surprise guests like that. Like, is it? Is it like a
surprise, my nigga?
A surprise? Can you get a little small hint?
Small hint? Louisville Zone, for sure.
Louisville Zone. Okay.
Louisville Zone, for sure.
There we go.
No doubt.
So when is that dropping?
Not sure when it's going to drop, but it'd be filmed next weekend. So.
Okay.
What's up, man? We're going to cook it and look it and get it together.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
I've definitely had a few more on, you know, the thinking process gets foggy once you start thinking of stuff. So
you're a Kentucky basketball fan, right?
No doubt.
Give me the Mount Rushmore of Kentucky basketball.
Oh, good God almighty.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore.
I got five. Okay, Rushmore's four.
Yeah.
Four. Rushmore, D.A.
D.A.
Derek Anderson for Sugar Dig. I got to put Antoine Barber on there. He's from the crib.
Okay, I get you that.
So then I need two more. Mount Rushmore.
If this certain person ain't on the list, this list is invalid.
Who?
I'm going to give you
Wall?
Oh, how you know I was going to say that?
Because he's a given, bro.
Yeah, he's a given, bro. Like John Wall, he was.
I put John Wall on there, no doubt. My fourth one is definitely tough. Mount Rushmore, four?
Yeah.
That's crazy work, bro.
It is.
But four?
Because John Wall, when he came, I always give a little slight nod. Just imagine if he had social media. John Wall came before. He had Twitter and Facebook, but Instagram wasn't what it was.
John Wall was nasty.
He was nasty.
He was different, too. People don't really understand. Y'all got to go back. But four, man, I want to put Anthony Davis there because he won the shit for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get an honorable mention, though?
Get an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Whew. Man, it's toughy, man.
Ooh. It is tough.
So tough.
You can put a top... You can do a Mount Rushmore in the last 10 years just off with all the talent calibration.
I mean, 1 year you can do
it. Yeah,
yeah. If I had to put an honorable mention... Good God almighty. Let's see. That's ridiculous. Tayshaun Prince. Like,
man, shout out to Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
I think people sleep on Tayshaun a little bit when they listen.
The Kobe stopper, man.
Yeah.
Too many people to say they can stop Kobe.
Factual. He had a lot to his game. He was tall. He was pulling up deep against North Carolina. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was pulling up from the U.
Yeah, he was. Four straight threes, just
nasty works.
He was long, he can handle the ball. Yeah.
And he won some ships in the NBA. With Detroit, right? They won one or two?
They won one. The Kobe stopper.
Word.
Yeah, people say stop Kobe.
Yeah, on the East.
He told an interesting story, because he's from L.A., you know.
Word.
From out there. So.
Yeah, he's Compton, isn't he?
Yeah. So, I don't know where he's from. He went to Dominguez High School.
Yeah.
Same, I think he was, did him and Tyson Chandler play together?
Tyson Chandler?
Yeah.
Not sure.
No, because Tyson Chandler didn't go to, they might have played a little bit together.
When in the college was it? 2010?
Is that it was? Nah, 2010, because Tyson Chandler, he got drafted in 2001. He went straight out of high school.
That was way before that, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Older than, yeah. I think he's older than Tayshaun.
Yeah.
Word.
He older than Tayshaun. Yeah, no, sure. They might be the same age. Cause,
you think so? Tyson Chandler, that's a name pulled out of the hat.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah.
Because he graduated, Tyson Chandler graduated high school in 2018. So Tayshaun Prince is a little older because he was already in college. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so at that time when he was facing the finals in mm-hmm. Detroit, he goes back to his high school. He's like, yeah, man. A kid asked him, who's going to stop Kobe? Who's going to guard Kobe? And he raised his hand, I'm going to guard Kobe.
No, hold on. You said Kobe stopper?
Yeah.
What?
You remember the finals? They shut Kobe. He was the main
guy. I remember now. I do.
I'm not saying they shut him down. I remember
when they won it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember those specifics.
Oh, man. They Kobe shot like one game, like five for like 25. It was like.
Bad work.
Yeah, he was just. And the so he's talking to the kids.
Locked in like that.
He's talking to the kids in the high school. He said, yeah, who's going to stop Kobe? Who's going to guard Kobe? Me and the whole gym laughed at him. He said, like, that was an actual little motivation for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's out in LA. Yo, yeah, you know?
Tayshaun can hoop, bro. And look, the thing about his mystique is that he always looks really laid back. You know, that's just how he looks.
Uh-huh.
But really, he's cooking and killing them out there, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just easy going.
Yeah, he's just easy.
He's smooth.
So, switch subjects a little bit. Like, what other platforms do you look up to that you like?
Oh, man. You mean like pods?
Yeah, pods.
Oh, man. Drink Champs.
Yeah, the Drink Champs.
$1 million worth of game, of course. Yeah. I like, I like the Fat Joe and Jada one right now.
Yes. I like Fat Joe be lying a lot. You see that nigga drink? Yeah,
they call him Cap Joe.
They say he drank 40 sodas a day.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said, I was in the hospital, man. He said he overdosed on Diet Cokes. He drunk like 300. Bro, he just be lying so much, bro. Then he said, like, I was in the hospital and I was drinking in the hospital, but I still drank 30 sodas a day. I'm like, that's a lot. How much can your belly hold that much fucking liquid?
I don't know.
I can put him down.
Soda got a bunch of carbonation.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit.
It is. That's a lot of shit to consume.
Who knows, man? Joe be having some stories, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely all three of them. Of course, the Cam and Mace one.
Uh-huh.
I like B-High. I like that one. Shout out to B-High. I like a lot of them, man. Sway in the Morning.
Yeah, shout out to Sway.
Sway.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. So
it is.
So shout out
to all of them. Do you think it's like cliche now? Like, do you think it's like the space is like overcrowded, like watered down, for lack of a better word? Would you say that?
The space we in?
Yeah.
You mean like media space? I mean, yeah, no. You know what I mean? There's always been traffic everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Think about every lane that you touch or everyone that you've seen. There's always going to be some sort of traffic there.
It is.
Especially once it gets popularized. Now, like you said earlier, though, who's going to put the work in? Who's going to deal with those suffering nights and long days? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
When you're sweating and your schedule's crazy and you had 3 hours of sleep. You know what I mean? Who's going to be the most consistent? Like
right.
you said earlier, I think, and you know, who really has a passion for certain stuff? So I think once it gets purpose-filled, like, what's your purpose behind stuff? That's when it starts to weed out who's not doing it anymore, who's still getting to it. But
right.
I don't even really judge those elements. Honestly, I just be embracing the journey. I just be having fun. I don't even really think about it, honestly. Honestly, I don't think about how much traffic is there.
Me either. Like, my vision is almost tunnel vision, like, right now.
It's very tunnel.
Yeah, like,
very tunnel, bro.
I'm not really worried about how many people's doing. I'm just trying to get to my goal. They asked me,
You know, comparison's the thief of joy.
It is.
Like, me and John Woo was talking the other day. Shout out to John Woo.
I mean, he's a good guy, man.
Yeah, it's
John
my Woo. Dog, man.
Uh-huh.
But, yo, it's comparisons really is a thief of joy. You know what I'm saying? So
it is.
I never really, you know that slogan, like, I'm doing this so to prove to others that I could, you know, that I could. I never understood that because I've never grasped that concept.
Mm-hmm.
I've always done stuff because I wanted to do it, period.
Right.
Like, prove to myself or be better than I was, a better man than I was yesterday. You know what I mean? Outbeating your old self.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say I've never been one of them dudes. Like, I don't compare myself to nobody. I've been so original and authentic and special and gifted. I'm all that. Tremendously.
Me either. And I used to tell my buddy all the time, like, bro, like, you don't know what. If you just seeing the finished product, like, social media is a highlight reel. It ain't showing you the bloopers. It ain't showing you it'll show you the one make. You know, I didn't make three threes in a row. But they don't show you the 10 and 15 they missed before that. You know what I mean?
So they're gonna show you when you on the yacht out on the beach, you know what I mean? But they're not gonna show, you know, when it's down and dirty.
But speaking of in the podcast space, do you think the whole men versus women, do you think they didn't milk that dry now? Like,
with that masculinity?
Yeah, like real man this, real woman this.
Nah, I don't get into the weird stuff.
That's just goofy as fuck.
That's probably why I never touch on subjects like that, because I'm just like, yo, that's just not me. That ain't even my personality to be eating. I think that's kind of beta male. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just me, though. I don't really focus on that. But I know what you're saying. I see the subjects on the YouTube, and I'm just like, I don't get into it. It gets weird.
It does.
It's like you hitch or somebody.
Like, real talk.
Like, you like relationship philosopher and all that. I don't do all that. That's not me. I stick to the main thing. Let the main thing be the main thing. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you talking about the masculinity thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... I don't... You mean like are they milking it?
Like just the whole man, a real woman this, and you know, the niggas get on there with their fake teeth and spray on hairlines. A real woman wash her socks with my
hands. I don't get into all that. But yeah, I'm cool, bro. I'm cool on all that. I'm so creative and just, I be inspired in different ways, but not that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm more like on the empowerment side of being inspirational for somebody, you know what I mean? And you got to think, kids are watching you too. Them kids want you to just, they don't want to hear that.
Right.
The cool kids in the culture, they don't want to hear that, you know what I mean? So unless you're really saying something very helpful and you can keep it short and sweet.
So somebody wrote me and she was like, you should get some former hoes on there. I'm like, okay, she's a retired hoe herself.
Oh, said, that's where this is going.
Yeah, she said you should get a bunch of hoes and we just talk, tell hoe stories. I'm like,
it depends on how you want to be represented. Your
platform. Right, that's what I'm like. I don't think that's really my look. Maybe we can do like a after dark or something, but my thing is, though, who do you think I am that I got a plethora of us? Yeah, I know she's a retired.
You that's know what the mean? Thing. Like, the audacity is the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck you think I am? Like, just make a post and ask about retire. Like, okay.
She coming out the strip club or something?
She's older. She used to strip. That was a weird exchange. Like,
man, shout out to her. Maybe she try to get some chips or something.
She was just drunk.
It's a crazy season.
Yeah, it is. She was gotten drunk too. She was a supporter of the podcast. But I think got a little drunk, started asking some goofy shit. I'm like, I'm just going, I got some retired hoes right here. You know, like, I just gonna,
Man, when I first started, though, like I said, shout out to everybody. But, sometimes the first thing they're going to ask you is, man, you getting paid off that? Did you get that? Like, when you first started potting?
Yeah, like.
When you started popping, you know what I mean? You getting paid? That's the first question they ask a lot of them.
Yeah. And I tell them, like, it's a long road to that monetization. Like, it's a guy now that's, like, people ask me all the time, like, this ain't no dope game. This ain't no quick flip. If you trying to make a quick flip, flip some money, this ain't it.
I feel like everything that comes for me is just extra, you know what I mean? Because I honestly didn't start it off with that purpose, honestly. Like, genuinely, like, from my heart. Like, literally, like, love thy neighbor. So I'm like, man, these people, that may be someone that just hasn't been shown genuine love. Like, like just genuine love. Like, bro, I love you. I appreciate you for who you are, what you do, the services you bring. You know what I mean? The energy, the spirit that you're built with. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be that vessel type of person. You know what I mean?
Right.
And once I started getting real deep into it, it's crazy, but energy reciprocates. Like, whatever you put out is really going to come back that much more. Like, whatever seed you plant, it's going to grow.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So if you putting out negative shit, you know what I mean? That's what you're going to get. If you're putting out positive, that's what you're going to get. But I feel like the key is you got to really mean it. You know what I mean? So, and I kid you not. You know what I mean? Stuff just happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's manifestation.
Real talk. Like, the energy you put out of anything, bro, the energy you receive. Yeah. So how do you deal with negative? Do you ever, catch, any hate or negativity coming from a... Because you got a hell of a platform, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. No, I really don't. I don't catch any negativity. If anything, you get maybe some weird little comments that now hold no weight. You know what I mean? But I don't get any negativity, nah. Maybe I need some more. Maybe I need just a little bit more negativity. You know? But nah, I don't... I honestly haven't, man. It's been all love, bro.
Who said that? If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Who said that? Is it Kevin Williams?
A lot of people say that.
Yeah. They say if you wake, but my thing.
I definitely got haters. You know, there's different forms of haters.
Uh-huh.
So it is. Do you really know if somebody hating on you? Think about it.
I try, no.
Unless it shows its ugly face.
Right. Unless it's in your face and
like think about racism, right?
Right.
Like, bro, yo, I have never had somebody come up to me and be like, yo, I don't like you because you black. Never in my life.
Right.
They've never came to my face right. just being like straight bold and blunt about it. I've never seen that. Now, through a little female, hey, you know what I mean? Little Snickers and little this and that and the third. And then the message gets sent to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's heard through the grapevine type.
Damn, somebody indirectly called you a nigga through a female.
You know how they be.
Yeah, you fucking.
The good old boys.
Yeah.
Or they daddy. You know about that. But what I'm saying is a lot of that's not even direct anyway. So I don't, my mentality doesn't even go that direction because it's such a weird gray area. I don't even spend time on it.
Me either.
Man, think about it, bro.
I'm not worried about the two or three people sneak dissing me. They might be hating. I'm worried about the four or five people that love me.
That's it. Hey, that's it, bro. That's
right.
It.
I'm focusing on that.
I get so much love and so much support. You know, like, when I sell a piece of merch, sometimes there's a sentimental value to that. You know what I mean? I did a bag for this woman. Her grandson had just finished basic training.
Yeah.
So he was getting ready to get sent off, and she wanted to get a bag done for him as a representation of their love and stuff like that. And that was big for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, I made this hat. I made a few hats for a son, a young boy and his father, you know what I mean? And it was a logo that they created, like, in the chalk. Like, they put it in chalk in the concrete, and I turned it around, drew it, you know what I mean? Ended up getting it digitized, because you have to get designs digitized first before you can get them stitched and embroidered.
Yeah.
So I got it all digitized, drew it out myself, got it done. They absolutely loved it, bro. Made a video of the boy and so much joy and disbelief. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you. Like, he was just so happy just to see something like that. Man, for real, that's a tearjerker, bro. You know what I mean? It was heavy on my heart. Like, it's not just the paper. You know what I mean? There's pieces to this that may not ever get explained. Because I didn't want to put something like that on display. Like, look at me doing this good deed. I don't believe in that. But what I got from it, it was just great. It was like, yo, look at this kid. He's so happy, bro. Like, the daddy was happy, too. The mother's got cancer. They know what I'm talking about, so shout out to them, you know what I mean? But, yeah, just stories like that whenever you start doing stuff like this that you get attached to, that right there, man, it speaks volumes.
And it does,
like,
man.
There's a lot of value into that, longevity.
We had a guy, we recorded Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, they found him dead.
Wow.
And Sir R.P. Razor. And, like,
man.
His family and reached out, like, different family members, like, do you got, like, different clips? And, like, you know what I mean? And he said, this means the world to me. And,
yeah.
And it was, you know, greatly appreciated, man. And, like,
right.
It just made my, you know, I seen his mother because I kind of know the family a little bit, and she'd see me out in public. I thank you for doing that. You meant the world to me. You know what I mean? I love like the small gestures like that.
Yes.
Shit like that never hit the internet. It never like look at me getting
that's
the
what
clout.
I'm saying. Yeah. So those levels, as you peel back those layers, bro, like it's always bigger than clicks or likes or fame or you know, money. You know, we appreciate the incentives, but those stories right there, man, they great and they're super dope to be a part of.
It is,
man, for real.
It is. So where do you see yourself in like 5 years, man? Where do you see yourself?
Yo,
what are some of your short term goals for the platform? Well, that'd be for a long time.
For the platform, of course, you know, more networking, more coming together, you know what I mean? More guests. Just consistency, you know what I mean? Making it more colorful, more brilliant, more impactful. You know what I mean? And just continue to make a positive, healthy impact. That's it.
Real talk, bro. Good energy, good vibes.
That's it. Everything else will work itself out as far as the platform, no doubt.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody doing their thing. Everybody that's running their platform and is doing it like you, man. I love these things, man. These networking tools. You know what I mean? I think it's big, bro. I think it does. There's a lot of power into it.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get to rocking and rolling with it, you really realize how powerful it is. because it's power in the tongue.
Uh-huh.
So any type of communication level or platform that you're on, you know what I mean, there's going to be some power to it. And I just think it's great, man. You know what I mean? Bring people around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, man, shout out to all the relationships that I built through, man. And I'll continue to embrace them endeavors.
That's what's up, man.
No doubt, man. What about you?
and
I like them pennies, by the way. Them pennies hard, bro.
Thank you, man. I love the phone pauses.
Yeah, them phone pauses.
I'm usually in the flip flops, man. Like
I was looking at them up tempos the other day, man. I'm looking at a lot of them old school joints.
I love, bro. 99.9% of my shoes is from 90s era, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
From Jordans, from pennies. Like,
I didn't grab the Shaqs, bro.
Man, I was about to give you a shot. Man, I got a pair of the
You got the Shaq joints?
Yeah.
Black and white.
I wore my time or two in the pocket. Yeah.
Hell you, bro.
I don't fuck around. Like, most of them, they, like, that 90s era, like, it's just.
It's unbeatable.
I was unbeatable, bro. Like, I just.
Mitch Richmond's.
Yeah, the Andre Agassi's.
Oh,
the Bo Jackson's. I was about this close to getting Andre Agassi, but I didn't have nothing. I didn't really got no orange and like purple. Like
the Agassi's?
Yeah, the Agassi's.
Word.
But you got the Griffies, man. Them motherfuckers is hard too. I love the Griffies.
Oh, appreciate it, man. I need the regular, the turquoise joints with the black and white. I need those. Those are the first.
Original, you know,
the original ones. I actually don't have a pair of them.
I had the DT's.
Word.
Like, I turned my brother on the DT, like back in 2011. And now they just mass produced. They're cheap leather and stuff like a cotton. So I took them back. I actually bought.
Word?
I actually bought a. There was the reverse kind. Instead of the black and white, it was the white and black.
Uh-huh.
I actually bought them. Like, and the material was so cheap, and like I was so upset with the quality, I took it back. Like, serious, because I was on them like 2000. I turned my brother on them. Like,
that's the key, brother. I had a little brother, so
yeah, I turned him on. He's a whack. Man, he's a sneak, bro. Like,
yeah.
And look at it. Like, he's not allowed to see it. 15 years later, they flying off. LeBron's wearing them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then I had right before they got popular, like 2019. I bought them again, mm-hmm. but they was real narrow. I think my feet didn't grow. Like, that's why I got my feet off now. Like, I need 11 and a half, man.
Yo,
like,
now that you mentioned it, I swear, bro.
Yeah, like
my joints are still,
I got to get the 11 and a half now. I can't do the 11s, like.
But yeah, my little brother, shout out to 7, though, man. He used to yank all my shoes, bro.
Uh-huh. We didn't wear the same size, though, but yeah. My
dude, bro.
Really? Oh, that's the word, man. Yeah. My cousin wore the same. Oh, one time, man, my cousin, this is when the Forces first came out. And he's always, I live with my granny. You know how granny's house was back in the day, cousins all over. I pull up and he's got my man. He like he didn't. Not only did you wear my Forces, you fought and ran track
in them. Went to a camp in them and went fishing.
Man, I just
shout out to the brothers though, man.
But yeah, 99% of my shoes from my.
How you feel about the new era players? Like, it's hard to attach ourselves to the new era type of shoes. You know what I mean? Who's your favorite as far as the new players?
In the NBA, I don't really. I can't even tell you. Last time I watched the NBA game was like before. Like, I didn't.
So you don't know the shoe either then? Yeah.
Nah, I keep track of the shoes because I'm in
that's what
coaching.
I'm talking about, the shoes.
From
the Kyrie's or the bronze or what?
I like the LeBron 9. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's a couple bronze.
These shoes, like, these days are bland. Like, Devin Booker got some.
That's what I'm saying.
They ain't got the flair like the 90s get. Like, Ja Morant got a nice little shoe. But they ain't really got the flair like the.
I feel like the shoes kind of like the movies, right? It's kind of like. They kind of ran out of, not ran out of ideas, but it's kind of like they're coming back around ideas and they're trying to just resurface them.
I liked them Kyrie's when he was at Nike. They had the SpongeBob themed ones.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
Kyrie's had some smooth ones.
Yeah, Kyrie, I like that. Kyrie had some smooth ones.
They usually lows or mids.
Uh-huh.
I like the mids, rather. Yeah.
But, yeah,
shout
I ain't
to
really.
Man, shout out to the Big and Lazy podcast, bro.
Man, shout out to us, man. Shout out to
Heavy. Talk Heavy.
Yeah, man. I like that.
Talk Heavy on
that. Yo, do you got that as a drop?
Continue to excel. What's up?
You got to get that as a drop.
I need more drops, honestly, bro. I need more drops from my guests.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get that button Talk Heavy, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, I need all the drops.
Yeah, uh-huh. But
yeah.
We appreciate the love and support, man. And
man, appreciate you having me on. No doubt about it, bro. For sure.
Appreciate that, man. I love our everybody. BigandLazy.com is our website. Big and Lazy Pod is our IG.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. We always open the network, and we're looking for small sponsors, big sponsors. Tap in. We'll love y'all.
Tap in, man. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
What you got up for the rest of the day, man?
Man, I got to go home, get some merch orders together, get some, the fam. We're going to get some fish together. I went down to Barnstown. I got down to Boone's Butcher.
Yeah.
Racked, you fry them up yourself?
Man, we wrapped up, racked up on some fish down there. It's a nice spot, bro. So
really?
They got some cats, some cod, some salmon. Yeah, it's a
barstool. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's smack-a-lacking,
so. So give us a spot in E-Town to give us some good food. Like,
if there's a spot called Gulf Coast Connections or something like that, because I like seafood. Uh-huh. And what they do is they pull it straight out of the Gulf because they're from there. And they bring it back up here. It's got all the gator bites. It's got the really? Red snapper. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got the cat, the cow, and you can buy it in bulk, too, by the pound. So
I tried this
shout
place.
Out to that restaurant, man.
It's a half dessert spot and half, like, chicken spot. You know what I'm talking about? I tried that when I went down there and seen you. It was okay.
Man, I'll tell you, E-Town and the Cliff, they got some cool little nice spots now. Uh-huh. The area, Harden County, is starting to expand.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more restaurants, you know what I mean? A lot more spots where you can host venues and things of that nature. So shout out to all the growing businesses, man.
Appreciate
that.
And we're going to end it just like that.
Hey, we're here for the chicken.
You know it.
Another confirmed multimedia production. Confirmed.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. It was something good to eat. It was something good to watch.